When you hopefully came in today, you received a sermon outline. And I don't know about you, but when I was, I still like doing them today, but when I was younger, I loved doing spot the differences in the paper and other places, you know, where they give you two pictures and they might say, choose, look at the second picture and see if you can find five or seven different things that have changed compared to the first picture. Now, I know it is difficult because this is black and white and the original picture was in colour, but there's five differences between the two snowmen. And if you look at the one on the right, that one is the original. That is the one that you compare the one on the other side to. And it's good, don't do it during the sermon, but later on you can have a look to see if you can find the five differences. Partly what I gave that for us to think about today is as we come to Malachi chapter 2, I think God is doing this for us. God is showing a spot the difference. He is giving us two pictures. One picture is the picture called Levi. It's the picture of the priesthood and the way it should be. Second picture are the priests in Malachi's day. And he wants us to compare them to see if we can spot the differences. But maybe you're sitting there and thinking, and as Liz read it out earlier, thinking, well, what does this actually have to do with me? I'm not a priest. And the closest we probably have to a priest is Stephen up the front. Even though he's not called a priest, he is a pastor. So is this message just for him? Well, no. It might have a deeper meaning and application for people who preach God's word every week, but it's not just for me. Or maybe you're sitting there and thinking, well, I'm not actually involved in ministry at the moment, so this isn't for me. Well, no. Again, it can have a deeper meaning and application for those in ministry, but these words weren't just for the people in Malachi's day, not just for the priest, they were for all people in his day. And they're for us as well. If you jump into the New Testament, in 1 Peter chapter 2, it says this in verse 5. You also, the living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Or down in verse 9, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. What Peter's reminding us of there is the moment we come to make a choice to love and follow Jesus, we're priests. It says there that we are a royal priesthood, a chosen people, a holy nation. Many of us in this room would say we do love and follow Jesus. We are Christian. We are a believer. Well, Malachi is for us. So what can we learn from it as we look at it today? Now, this is our third in our series on the book of Malachi. And if you remember the last 2 weeks, we've touched on chapter 1 and we saw how God said to his people, I love you. And the people's response, prove it. We don't believe it. And God did, because they loved the blessings that God gave them. Now, he brought them back from exile under Ezra and Nehemiah. They've just built the wall. They've rebuilt the temple. They are rebuilding Jerusalem. They loved the blessings, but they didn't actually want to follow God. And in the second half, as we looked at last week of chapter 1, God says to the people, but he aims it more at the priests because they really should have known better, your heart's not in your worship. I need you to get your worship correct and come back and follow me. Because you remember, they were just going through the motions. They were sacrificing the worst of animals instead of the best. And they would say after they did that, oh, we've done what God said. We're okay with God. Bless us, God. But God said no. And as we come to chapter 2, God continues to particularly talk to the priesthood. And in talking to the priesthood, this letter to be read out to all of God's people, all of the people to be challenged. Well, as I said earlier, we're doing spot the difference. So what's the original picture? What is the good picture here? Well, we see it begin in verse 4. And you will know that I have sent you this warning, so that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord Almighty. The Levites, we know as we've looked at the Old Testament over the years, these were God's people chosen to first work at the tabernacle and then to work in the temple. The first covenant was given to Aaron, and it was the royal priesthood would flow through his line. And later on, as we read through Numbers, he has many children, many grandchildren, and some of them actually turn against God. And so Aaron and the family line, because God said the line will go through you, they weren't sure what was going to happen. Then God raised up Phinehas of the family line. And he was someone who was very much against sin, against corruption, very much wanting to keep people to the Ten Commandments and wanted people to worship God the way God wanted. And God said, you are the one I want to be the high priest. Through your family line, we'll continue Aaron's through grandsons to be the high priesthood. You will be the people of Levi. And God reiterates with Phinehas the covenant. So that's the setting of the covenant. In general, the covenant was very simple. God said, I will be your God, you will be my people. I will bless you if you worship me my way. But if you turn away from me, then I'll judge you. And then we get this in verse 5, reiterated. My covenant was with him, Levi and Aaron and the family line. A covenant of life and peace. I gave them to him. This called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. God called the covenant of life and peace. Remember, I will be your God. You will be my people. You will, if you worship me my way, I bless you. If you don't, I will bring judgment. That's why it's life and peace. God was saying to them, you worship me my way, you'll have peace. You'll have blessings. You'll have life. If you don't, you then face judgment. As God reiterates it here in Malachi, you would expect the people to fully understand. You would expect the people who God has just brought back after 70 years in exile to understand what happens when God judges people. You would think that they would have it right. But when we start to see the second picture, we start to see it's very different. But here, the first picture, the picture of Levi, shows someone who was willing to follow God, was given the covenant by God. In verse 5, it says, he called for reverence and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. The priests of Levi honored and revered God. They knew who God was. They saw him as the creator, the savior, the provider. They knew he gave them the law, the Ten Commandments, that he taught them how to worship him. And they honored God and they worshiped God correctly because they knew who he was. They honored him, they revered him. Remember last week when we touched on the priesthood the first time, what did God have to do for them? Throughout the end of chapter 1, God had to repeat over and over again, I am the Lord Almighty, I am the Lord Almighty, I am the Lord Almighty. Why? Because they forgot who he was. But God says, Levi and the priesthood honored and revered me. They saw me as all-knowing, all-powerful. They saw me as one deserving of worship. They listened to me. They followed me. They worshiped me my way, says God. They did it right. When you think of the Ten Commandments that God gave his people, the first four talk about our relationship to God. And the Levite priesthood, at least at the beginning, that's how they lived it out. They showed that. We see that they taught it down in verse 6. True instruction was in his mouth and nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness and turned many from sin. Down in verse 7, for the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty and people seek instruction from his mouth. The priests of Levi didn't just honor and revere God, but they really believed that they were the messengers of God. They took God's word and passed it on to the people. They didn't add to it. They didn't change it all. They didn't go on their own hobby horses or anything like that. What God told them, they passed on because they had such a belief in who God was. But they did more than that. The second half of verse 6 I read out earlier said this: He walked with me in peace and uprightness and turned many from sin. Yeah, the priesthood under Levi, in that first picture that we're looking at, the ideal picture, they didn't just honor and revere God. They didn't just hear God's word and pass it on in its entirety, but they also ran away from sin. They knew what God had called sin. They called sin a sin, and they tried to get the people to say no to sin. Are you starting to see the picture? The original picture? This is the picture of Levi and his priesthood. This is the picture of how it should be. That's the first picture, if you like, the one there on the right, which is the original, or on the left, the original picture. But what does the other picture look like? See, if you're going to spot the difference, we need to see the other side. Well, look at verse 2. What do the priests in Malachi's time look like? If you do not listen, and you do not resolve to honor my name. As we touched on in the last couple of weeks, this is one of the major themes in the book, that the priests were not honoring God. They had to be reminded over and over again, I am the Lord Almighty, I am God, and just because I am God, you should worship me. But they didn't honor God. Yeah, they thought they knew better. They worshiped, they led the people in. They just wanted to do what was easy in life. And remember the sacrifices last week? Just keep the best for yourselves. Just give the leftovers to God. They wanted ease of life. Life was about them, not God. Now, that's one of the first differences between them and the priests of Levi, because the priests of Levi honored God, worshipped God. The priests in Malachi's day didn't. Now, verse 2 begins with, if you do not listen, then later in verse 8, but you have turned from the way and by your teaching have caused many to stumble. The priests in Malachi's day had turned their back on God's word. When they went through the sacrifices, they changed what had to happen. They did it just to say, in a sense, tick the box, God will be fine with us. Their heart wasn't in it. And when they talked to the people, they didn't pass on God's teachings. They passed on their own teachings. Teachings such as, you can sacrifice whatever you want. God doesn't care. But God did. See the difference between that picture and the picture of the Levites. They heard God's word. They were the messengers of God. They only spoke to the people what they believed God had said to them. Startling difference. Down in verse 9, because you have not followed my ways, but have shown partiality in matters of the law. The priests were to be unwavering in their judgments. You weren't supposed to be able to look at a priest and think they were crooked or cheats. But God was saying here, the priests of Levi, they knew what was sin and they said no to sin. But the priests in Malachi's day, this is a huge difference. They embraced sin. They lived in sin. And worse than that, they led the people to sin and then told them, God won't care. Live how you want. The Levites ran away from it. The priests in Malachi's day bathed in the sin because they didn't believe God cared. Can you spot the difference? Can you spot the difference between the Levites and the priests in Malachi's day? But maybe you're still sitting there today thinking, well, that's good to know the difference there, but still, what does it mean for us? You know, can't the priests in that day, you know, just, did they make a mistake? I mean, they're not infallible like God and they're sinners just like us, so shouldn't God just lighten up a little? Why is he so judgmental of them? Well, look at verse 4. And you will know that I have sent you this warning. so that my covenant with Levi may continue. God wanted from the very beginning that thought of, I will be your God, you will be my people, worship me my way. He wanted that to go throughout all eternity. But here the priests in Malachi's day, they were turning their back on that. You know, it talks here that my covenant with Levi may continue. The covenant was not continuing in Malachi's day because they had turned their back on God. It's so important that he says in verse 3, because of you, I'll rebuke your descendants. I will smear on your faces the dung from your festival sacrifices, and you will be carried off with it. And then in verse 9, so I have caused you to be despised and humiliated before all people. God says to the priests in Malachi's day, if you don't change, if you don't actually go back and look like the priests of Levi, the original picture, if you still are going to stay looking like you are and living like you are, then you are going to be judged. I'm going to humiliate you. You're going to be removed from your priestly duties, and you're going to be despised and looked down on. And the picture that he gives, I'll smear on your faces the dung from your festival sacrifices. Some Bible translations, instead of dung, might say offal, you know, the undigested food and stomach juices of the sacrificial animal. You get the picture. It's the old cartoon picture I get in my head when I read this, where someone is standing there out in the street and someone throws water out of the window or a can of paint or something out of the window and they get drenched in it. That's my picture here. My picture here is that the priests are going through the motions, doing these foul sacrifices to God, and then God is going to dump dung or offal all over them. And you know from what we've looked at in the past in the Old Testament that when that happened to the priests, it doesn't just humiliate them. What does it make them? Unclean. And if you're unclean, it means you can't do the sacrifices. It means you can't be a priest until you go through the purification rituals and are made clean again. God calls the priests in Malachi's day, turn back to me or you will face this judgment. I'm playing spot the difference. Here's Levi, here's the priests in Malachi's day. You do not measure up. The differences are huge. But God says they shouldn't be. They should be just like the priests of Levi. But I wonder today, if people look at us, could they spot the difference? If they looked at our lives, would we look like Levi? Or maybe would we look like the priests in Malachi's day? See, what's interesting when you think about it, the priests in Malachi's day, they didn't look anything like Levites. But there wasn't much difference between them and the rest of the world. They looked the same. I wonder if people looked at us today, could they spot the difference? Could they say we look like the priests of Levi? That we honour, revere God, that we revere and teach his word, that we don't add and take away and everything like that. Do we do that? Or do we actually just look like the rest of the world? That they couldn't actually see a difference between us and the rest of the world. Can we spot the difference? See, Levi honoured and revered God. Do we? Do we honour God as our creator, as our provider? Do we realize that he's with us every single day? That he blesses us every single day? Do we understand that and respond to him out of love? And do we actually want to live his way and do things his way and worship his way just because he's God? You know, they taught God's word. The Levites saw themselves as the messengers of God. Do we do that? Or do we add to God's word? Do we take away from God's word? Yeah, do we want to make it more palatable for people in our society? So maybe we leave out the whole idea of judgment, just talk about love. Or do we change other parts of it? Do we see ourselves as messengers of God? Do we see ourselves as the voice for God? Because a lot of our friends, our family, our community, they will only know about God from what they hear from us. But do we take the time to share? Do we share God's word, not our own thoughts, not our own ideas, not our own hobby horses, whatever they may be, but his word, his truth? Do we actually see God's worth as truth? Do we actually see him as worthy of worship? And when we come to make decisions, next week we've got our AGM. When we make decisions, do we, for the church, do we do it because we want to do something? Or do we do it because we think God is opening doors for us to do something? As we come to that meeting, be praying and thinking, what may God want us to do in our community? See, God's at work. We just have to see it and how we can be a part of that. See, Levi too was a person who ran away from sin. Do we run away from sin? Or do we embrace it like the priests in Malachi's day? See, we live in a day and age where we call it, you know, everyone wants to be relative. Truth is relative. You live how you want and that's okay for you, so live that way. I should be able to live how I want, my way. Now, you do understand that if you put that to the extreme, all you get is chaos. But people do that with sin. They pick and choose what God says is sin and what is not, what they'll follow and what is not. You know, little sins maybe might classify them as anger or lying or stealing or cheating or whatever it might be. That's okay. But you know the bad sins like murder? No, we don't do that. You pick and choose. What does God say about sin? Sin is sin. And he can't put up with sin. That's why Jesus died for us. Do we put up with sin? Priests of Levi, they were ashamed of sin. They ran away from it. Are we ashamed of it? Or do we just think if no one notices, it's okay and forget that God sees all? Can we spot the difference? Can we spot the difference between us and Levi? Hopefully there should be none. Can we spot the difference between us and the priests of Malachi's day? Hopefully there's a lot. Can we spot the difference? If other people, if you went home and asked your family, if you went home and asked your neighbours, your schoolmates, your workmates, how would they answer the question? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we do realize that we often don't live the way you want. We don't treat you the way you should be treated. We don't worship you the way you should be worshipped. Father, forgive us for that. Lord, help us never to fall as far as the priests in Malachi's day did, but help us to heed the warning that you gave, because you want your people to worship you your way until Jesus returns. Lord, help us do that. Help us then to share that message with others. Help us to embrace your word and share it, not to add to it, not to take away from it, but share the truth that it is. Father, today, or maybe this coming week, help us to do that, we pray, in your name. Amen.